guys collaborated on three songs, and they were done in like a matter of like an hour and a half. It was brilliant. I came with some demos and, you know, like the melodies, and maybe I haven't got a verse for this bit. What do you reckon? We're just bouncing off each other, and it was really, really good. Everything that he contributed, we did in like literally an hour and a half. He's on backing vocals on one of them, and he contributed some lyrics and vibe to two others.
And what about the rest of it? Was it you were working on your own, or did you...
It was me with an engineer and co-producer, Dan Austin, who worked on previous Duff stuff, and he's just so quick and vibey, and that's a laugh, isn't it? Duff's quick, you know, he's just very immediate. I wanted this sort of crazy-ass mixtape, sort of.
You talked a lot about samples and hip-hop and...
Yeah, in my head it was, you know, I was going to get guest vocalists and all sorts of stuff, but the more I was doing it, I got my sort of Prince head on. It was like, no, me, really. I just wanted to explore what I could do. And, you know, I've got like the odd guest drummer. I've got Fredrik, who used to be in a band called Dunyan, a Swedish band who I really admire. The bulk of it I played and wrote myself, and just got some friends in as and when. Does it matter if I
give in easy, so will people recognise it as you?
The glue amongst it all, I guess, would be my voice, you know? Yeah. Well, that's what's gluing this clash of stuff, and wanted it to be almost willfully perverse, really, because that's how broad people's record collection. I just remember making cassettes, and I'm sure you do too. You know, obviously, everyone's got extremely broad taste, you know, and probably now more than ever, with this sort of cherry-picking of songs.
On iTunes,
know.
And that kind of thing. Yeah,
you know, but I'm glad it wasn't, you know, 6 weeks in a studio with a producer. Or it's been sporadic, and we've worked on it when we could. You know, the hunger was there to really, really lick it. It was just nice to be off that whole band treadmill, album tour. Little bit of trepidation. It's like, wow, paid for by me, not at the mercy of anyone.
Would you like to do more, do you think? More solo stuff? Do you have a plan beyond this?
Well, I hope so. I mean, I hope that the touring next year, you know, I mean, it's great getting support in Elbow in April. It's like wonderful. That's a great start. And, you know, I'm getting a band together as we speak and starting rehearsing this week. And yeah, it's fun, man. Planning for release in early spring, I suppose.
Did you think about how it might sound in a live show? Because I guess that they'll be quite big venues, won't they, as well?
Yeah, well, I guess I'm having to think. You never try and worry about that when you write